We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach Mack.
Hey, Rob, how we doing?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team. A hard-fought 27-21 win at Stony Brook last Thursday night. Just give me your impressions on that game as you look back on it.
Well, tale of two halves, I think, Rob. I think Chuck will say much the same thing. Thought we played pretty well on the defensive side of the football early in the game, and we created – two or three turnovers. We did a pretty good job on our punt coverage team. We had a good win, what I consider in the field position battle. Got up 27-0. And then I think we did the things that Stony Brook did. You know, turned the ball over, didn't take care of it, created some big plays. Their playmaker Field started making some plays with scrambles in his arms. We were fortunate. We hung on and got a stop on the fourth down in the last series of the game in our zone. And, it was a typical CAA Stony Brook, New Hampshire battle going right down to the wire. Turnovers, big part of the deal. Big plays in the sense that some X plays that made some big, big hits. We had a 66-yard touchdown. It was huge for us. But, you know, a lot of good things in the tape and a lot of things that need to be corrected in order for us to be successful in the CAA.
With the exception of the turnovers, the fact that your team had played one game since 2019, you go on the road to a tough place. Were you fairly pleased, with the exception of the turnovers, with the execution?
Yeah, we were. And again, we had a guy playing quarterback for us, Brett Edwards, who started his second game of his career. But more importantly, handled the ball extremely well, did some really good things and directing the offense, but also making decisions when he was out of the pocket to throw the ball away and reload and get us to another down distance situation instead of taking a loss or running for something like that. I thought our kids were excited to be playing. They were looking forward to it, to be honest with you. Been a long time, Rob. They went out and they executed pretty well for the things that we asked them to execute. Again, it was great to do that, like you're saying, one game in almost a year, 2 years,
First question this morning from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Just what were your overall impressions of the defense, especially in the first half, holding Stony Brook scoreless and keeping them from really moving the ball effectively?
Well, I thought it was a combination of a couple of things. I thought we ran to the ball extremely well. That's a given in a lot of ways that you want to have your team do that if you're going to be good. The second thing that I think makes a lot of us nervous now, with only 9 padded practices coming into the first game, that, how are you going to tackle? And I thought we tackled pretty well. A credit to our defensive line, especially Nico Kibitikis and Eli Lewis. I thought both those guys did a nice job in pressuring and running down plays. And I thought our safety, Pop Bush, did a hell of a job, along with Evan Horn and Noah Stansberry, of filling the gaps they needed to fill so we could slow some of the run game down.
And then playing on Thursday, last week I'd asked Chip if he was going to check you guys out on Thursday night, and he said yeah. And did you get a chance to watch his guys beat LSU on Saturday?
Yeah, I got a chance to watch LSU. I had to fight to stay awake. It was a late night for me there, but was very impressed, watching UCLA do what they do. And again, I know what Chip can do, and I know what he's got going, and he's finally got his kids out there. It'll be very interesting to see how the rest of the season goes. Got good vibes, good feeling for what he's doing.
Your next question from Dan Steenkamer. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Rob. Good morning, Sean. This question, I guess, kind of stems off of that, a little bit more about your coaching tree. I was curious about what you're seeing from Dan Curran, a former player of yours, now coaching at Merrimack. He has a tough challenge with his group, obviously this week going to Holy Cross. But I'm just curious, what did you see from him in his time at UNH that maybe showed the makings of a coach, when he was playing for you, what he showed, and what makes him equipped to help lead Merrimack in this the challenges of transitioning up to Division I?
Well, first of all, there's an innate toughness to Danny Curran. And it's not just a physical toughness, it's mental toughness. And when he was here, he was not a very, very demonstrative person. And as I watch him grow here over the years and watch him coaching, his teams have taken up his personality. It's a no-nonsense program down there. They're a physical, strong, tough program. They're every place, man, recruiting, camps, everything. His staff and Danny himself do a tremendous job in putting Merrimack on the map in New England, but also in the country right now, especially in the southern part of our country, in Florida and Virginia. You're going to see a team that plays tough, which I have. You know, unfortunately, we haven't gotten a chance to play him yet, Dan. You know what I mean? We had a game scheduled last year. It had been fun in a lot of ways, and in a lot of ways it wouldn't be fun. But Danny Curran's a hell of a coach. He's paid his dues, and he's doing a great job down at Merrimack.
Just a quick follow-up on that, just focusing on Merrimack still briefly. You guys played Holy Cross a couple years ago. Describe what kind of challenge they faced with that from afar. You have some familiarity there, and they kind of went on the map with an FBS win this weekend. So
I mean, you know, what Bobby Chesney and those guys are doing down there is pretty good. Obviously, going down and getting a big win against UConn the other day, tremendous feather in their cap. They were the Patriot League champs, went to the playoffs, so can't say much more. He's got a challenge going ahead of him, and it's a good program they're playing against.
Appreciate it, Sean. Thank you.
Mac, Pop Bush has played a lot of football for you over the years, but the game that he had Thursday night, the 10 tackles, forced a couple fumbles, 3 tackles for loss, the interception, was that as good as you've seen from him?
Yeah, Pop doesn't talk a whole lot, Rob. He's a very quiet kid. And, he went out and did his job on Thursday night as good as he's ever done it here at UNH. And I think it's a continuation of two things. One, the way he's been practicing, and not only practicing this fall, the way he practiced last spring, and two, how hard he's worked to stay healthy and stay away from any of the injury bug that's nagged him in the past. Very cerebral kid in a lot of ways, knows and understands our defense, been playing a long time, was active. And that's what you need in your senior leadership, your junior leadership. You guys are going to active and make plays, and Pop shine through in the night pretty well.
At home on Saturday night, facing a tough challenge against a Towson team that looked really good on Saturday, as you've kind of taken a look at the Tigers, break them down for us.
Physical, going back to Robbie Ambrose, what he hung his hat on when they were a program that was, you know, where he wanted to be just like us, you know, playing hard, tough, hard-nosed football, flying around. I think on the offensive side of the ball, we know Chris Ferguson is a, you know, former quarterback at Maine. I was telling the team, you know, Chris Ferguson's the last is a kid that we played against 2 or 3 times, and he's done pretty well against UNH in the past. I think they do a really good job on offense of utilizing their skill. They got a couple, 3 running backs that are pretty good. You know, I think Jerry Howard, the transfer, is a very good running back. They got some very long athletic receivers. Brian Street being a kid that we recruited that we know about, you know, and then their offensive line, 325, 300, 300, 360, 330. It's 1,000, and they're running power football. On the defensive side, they fly the football. They get 11 dents on the helmet, get 11 helmets and dent that ball, do a good job. So, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity for us, again, playing another CAA game right out of the gate up here in Durham. I'm looking forward to seeing 1,000 up here at our game.
All right, Coach Mack, thank you as always for the time this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, take care, guys. Have a great day.